Transport Canada will investigate a Virginia mid-air collision. A glider pilot was fatally injured in competition on Tuesday, and worldwide air travel continues to grow. This is Aero News for Thursday, May 31st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. In something of a rare move, the NTSB has delegated the investigation of Monday's mid-air collision, which occurred about 5 miles from Warrenton-Fauquier Airport in Summerduck, Virginia, to the Transportation Safety Board of Canada, but they have a compelling reason to do so. On May 28, 2012, at approximately 16:21 Eastern Daylight Time, a Piper PA-28 and a Beechcraft BE-35 collided in flight. Following the mid-air collision, the Piper PA-28 crash-landed in a field and the BE-35 went down in a wooded area and caught fire. The pilot of the Piper survived the collision with injuries. The two occupants of the BE-35 were fatally injured. Following the accident, investigators learned that the owner and pilot of the PA-28 was an FAA employee, and an NTSB employee is the registered owner of the BE-35. Because both airplanes are owned and or operated by NTSB and FAA employees, NTSB Chairman Deborah Hirschman, in consultation with FAA Acting Administrator Michael Huerta, requested that the Transportation Safety Board of Canada conduct the investigation. A pilot from Minnesota participating in the Soaring Society of America's Region 6 North Super Regional Glider Competition was fatally injured Tuesday when his aircraft went down near the end of the runway at Ionia County, Michigan Airport. The Michigan online news site MLive reports that the accident occurred about 15:35 Central Daylight Time. Television station WXMI says airport officials delayed the event, which was scheduled from May 26 to June 2nd, until Tuesday due to hazy weather conditions, but officials would not say whether weather contributed to the accident. MLive reports that some pilots were concerned about strong winds, which reportedly were gusting up to 32 miles per hour during the competition. However, one of the pilots involved in the competition said the conditions were not unfavorable to flying the aircraft. Another pilot reportedly made an off-airport landing after the thermal activity subsided, and he was able to eventually return to the airport. Despite continuing economic weakness in some parts of the world, demand for air travel continues to grow. The International Air Transport Association announced global traffic results for April, showing that total passenger demand rose 6.1%, while freight demand was down 4.2% from April 2011. The overall growth recorded for April is above the 20-year trend. Strong demand for air travel with limited capacity expansion pushed load factors to 79.3%, which is a record high for an April load factor. Tony Tyler, IATA's Director General and CEO, said, quote, "The growth in passenger markets is encouraging, but it comes against an environment of continuing high oil prices and growing economic uncertainty, so translating the stronger demand into profits will be difficult," end quote. IATA will update its industry financial outlook on 11 June of this year at the association's annual general meeting to be held in Beijing, China from June 10th through the 12th. Meanwhile, a new report from OAG, the global leader in aviation intelligence, says U.S. carriers should look to the south, and specifically Brazil, for future growth. The discovery of large reserves of oil and gas and high oil prices has driven economic and GDP growth in Brazil. This growth is witnessing the rise of a wealthier middle class with higher social expectations and an increased appetite for air travel. As a result, air travel in Brazil is expected to double over the next decade, making it an attractive destination for foreign airline operators and investors. OAG says the aviation market in Brazil represents a viable and sustainable investment opportunity for the long term for those who venture south. Travelers at White Plains Airport in New York won't be venturing as far as they had, perhaps. They are bemoaning the impending loss of the discount carrier Orlando-based AirTran, which currently operates 10 daily flights to and from Westchester County Airport that serve Atlanta, Orlando, and West Palm Beach, Florida. Those 11 flights will end on August 11th. Spokeswoman Whitney Eichner for Southwest Airlines, the Dallas-based parent of AirTran, said in an email to the Greenwich Times that the economics of the market just don't work. The Connecticut Post reports that AirTran began service at White Plains in April 2006 and accounts for about 300,000 of the 1.9 million yearly passenger load at the airport. Atlanta-bound travelers will solely be reliant on Delta Airlines once AirTran leaves Westchester. While unauthorized use of a cell phone or an iPad may be the least of worries for those flying the new Boeing Dreamliner, a computer chip used in Boeing's Dreamliner may be vulnerable to cyber attacks via the Internet. That, according to a pair of Cambridge University researchers. The two said in a draft paper published online that hackers could connect to the Actel chip, reprogram it, or cause permanent damage over the Internet. In a report appearing in the UK newspaper The Guardian, the two researchers say they have presented their data to government agencies, but the response is classified. The Actel chip can be found in some flight-critical hardware in the Dreamliner, as well as UAVs and other surveillance systems. When Aero News continues, there's no cake big enough for this many candles. SpaceX is open for business. And Venus prepares to deliver a show not to be seen again in our lifetimes.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday. It's May 31st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Canadian carrier WestJet completed the 1 millionth flight of its Boeing next-gen 737 aircraft on Tuesday. The milestone flight was WS-612 from Calgary to Toronto, departing Calgary International Airport at 1210 MDT and arriving at Toronto Pearson at 1752 Eastern Daylight Time. WestJet launched in 1996 with a fleet of three Boeing 737-200s, serving five destinations in Western Canada. It began replacing those aircraft with the more fuel-efficient Boeing Next Generation 737-600, 700, and 800 series in May of 2001, becoming a completely next-generation fleet in January 2006. Since 2001, WestJet has flown approximately 110 million guests on 1 million flights with its Boeing next-generation aircraft, totaling a distance of 1.5 billion miles, or the equivalent distance of 15 trips to Mars and back. WestJet has recorded 28 consecutive quarters of profitability and is currently one of the most profitable airlines in North America. Thanks to the efforts of WestJetters, the airline has made a profit in all but two quarters over its 16-year history, sharing more than $220 million in profits among its employees in that time frame. The first commercial launch of a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket will carry an Intelsat communications satellite, the two companies announced jointly on Tuesday. The Falcon Heavy has more than twice the power of the next largest rocket in the world, and with this new vehicle, SpaceX says its launch systems now cover the entire spectrum of the launch needs for commercial, civil, and national security customers. This is the first commercial contract for SpaceX's Falcon Heavy launch vehicle. Under the agreement, the Intelsat satellite will be launched into geosynchronous transfer orbit. One of the Academy of Model Aeronautics and Aeromodeling legends has passed away. Bill Northrop, age 89, was a champion free flight and radio control competitor, columnist, publisher, and model builder in an aeromodeling career that began in 1936, the same year AMA was founded, when he was just 14 years old. Northrop was honored for his lifetime achievements with an induction into the Academy's Hall of Fame in 1988. One of his notable accomplishments was in the World Radio Control Record Trials in 1965 at Dahlgren, Virginia Naval Weapons Lab. He set a record of 16,610 feet, considered a world record for all model aircraft. Northrop's aeromodeling career spanned the full organizational life of the AMA and has left an indelible mark on the evolution of the hobby and sport, now pursued by more than 143,000 AMA members across the nation. Scientists and amateur astronomers around the world are preparing to observe the rare occurrence of Venus crossing the face of the sun on June 5th and 6th, an event that will not be seen again for over 100 years. A transit of Venus occurs only when Venus passes directly between the sun and the Earth. Since the orbital plane of Venus is not exactly aligned with that of Earth, transits occur very rarely, in pairs, 8 years apart, but separated by more than a century. The last transit was enjoyed in June 2004. The next will not be seen until 2117. The 2012 transit will be visible in its entirety only from the Western Pacific, Eastern Asia, Eastern Australia, and high northern latitudes. For the U.S., the transit will begin on the afternoon of June the 5th, and for much of Europe, the sun will rise on June 6th with the transit almost finished. If you are observing the event, please remember, never look at the sun with unprotected eyes, through ordinary sunglasses, or through a telescope, as this can cause permanent blindness. You see, Venus may be the goddess of love, but don't forget what they say about a woman scorned. Until next time, I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.